Where are we at here? I feel like a proper newsreader when I do this.
Do you?
Yeah. Do you feel like it's going well?
No, not particularly.
Do you know what? I think it's going great.
I think it's a fucking mess.
Don't look at me like that, because I think you make me nervous to say my bit, and this is where it all goes wrong.
How can you be nervous to say your bit? I don't know how we've got so high in the charts, to be honest with you, because it's honestly, it's like working. I feel like you're an apprentice. I feel like this is work experience for you.
I love your glasses. Such a beautiful shade of blue. Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with Sam Thompson and Peter Wicks.
Absolutely no need to shout.
Yeah, but I feel like it's just upping the ante.
Yeah.
Getting ready for it.
Bursting eardrums if anyone's listening with headphones.
Getting ready, mate, to go in.
Right.
Dive feet first into this week's Staying
Relevant. Do you think that after the weeks that we have out that anyone is still listening?
Yeah.
Can you just point out what last week's end topic was?
Piles.
Yes, it was, yeah. So why on earth do you think people, hundreds of thousands of people, have thought, do you know what, I must find out what is going on next week. Do you want to update everyone?
Well, okay, do you know what, I will actually. So I actually have a Japanese loo. And that really helps.
Yeah.
By the way,
I don't have a Japanese loo, and I've never had piles.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, it squirts water up your bum.
Yeah. No, yeah. I understand what it does, but I'm saying,
but do you know how good that is?
Well, evidently not that great, because I've never had a Japanese loo and don't have piles and never had them. You've got one and have piles and get them regularly.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, so it can't be that great then, can it?
Yeah. Well, no, it is. It's good for that though. Also, yeah. If you have a Nando's, oh yeah. Real good.
Sorry, if you have a Nando's...
Yeah, with that spicy sauce.
Okay. So, this week, our guest is... This is a big one. Fucking no one again. So, it is just Sam and I, because still no one has said yes. It's been another torrid week for our producer, who's been trying to find guests.
Should I just slide in some DMs? Like, I will, if you need me to.
No, because I feel like that'll get you in trouble. And also, you're a little bit awkward, socially awkward. But we have had another response.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. This one...
Ah!
Who doesn't love... Many thanks for reaching out. He's having a little break from podcasts and interviews at the minute.
No.
So we are going to politely decline, I'm afraid.
Oh, another decline.
Fuck me.
Another decline.
They're not even maybes anymore. They've just gone with... I mean, it's nice that it was a polite decline, but go fuck yourself.
We're shooting for the stars here. Should we just like rein it in a little bit?
Mm.
Like, let's go a little bit lower. Let's get the chaff.
Get the what?
No, we don't want to get the chaff. Like, but let's just step a little bit below. But do you know what? Let's get someone who like did well from Love Island.
Oh, fucking hell, here we go.
You know, let's get someone who did space right.
Welcome
now.
To Love Island, the podcast with Sam Thompson and just Sam Thompson, because Pete's left.
Let's get someone from like TOWIE, you know? We know they're available. We know they'll do it.
We know they're available because everyone from TOWIE doesn't do fuck all else. I'll tell you what happens with TOWIE is,
I've very busy at the minute. I've got a lot of things going on, you know. I've been working, you know, filming TOWIE for the past 2 months. And then there's, I'm going to take some time out until the next series, because I don't really do anything in between.
That's basically what happens with TOWIE. They work for 4 months a year, 2 series a year for 2 months on each one. And the other 8 months they spend doing dick all.
So for the people who don't know this, and there's probably quite a few of you who don't, Pete is actually barred from filming with the majority of the TOWIE cast.
Yes, you are. Because they refuse to film with him. Get it right. I'm not barred.
Yeah, you are. You're banned from filming with your TOWIE co-stars.
See, you have to say it right, because that makes it sound like the show of banned me. No, they have refused to film with me, so no one is barred or banned. They could if they wanted to, but they don't want to. So ITV and TOWIE haven't barred me from filming with people or banned me from filming with people. They just don't want to film with me, which is worse actually, because it effectively means no one likes me, which is understandable, because I despise them all.
Oh, so funny.
Hey ho.
I've got a question for you, Pete. When do you think the right time or the right age is to leave a reality TV show?
Well, I think if you're going to do it, you probably need to do it properly, because the worst thing you can do is leave and then go back.
Yeah. Yeah. Which we've both done.
No, I've never left.
Oh, no, which I've done.
Because, you know, at the time that I leave, I will leave. I won't sort of leave in the hope that I will find something and do better, and then and then actually not find anything, and then come back again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that sometimes it's not a good look. So I might as well just stay until it dies and sinks like the Titanic, and then leave, so that I don't have to, you know, make a return. Because there's nothing worse than a comeback.
A comeback on a reality show as well. It's never the one, is it?
Yeah, the comeback reality star. Yeah, not ideal, is it? However, talking about reality shows, there's a new show that's coming out, which I got asked to do.
Go on.
And I didn't, based on the title.
God, I'm so excited. What is it?
But there are some people doing it. I think Russell Kane is doing it.
Oh, that's quite good.
Yeah, Melvin O'Doom. There's some good people doing
it. Yes, please.
Love Melvin. You know, love Russell. Ollie Locke's doing it. And I think someone else is doing it. But anyway, so when I was offered this a little while ago, I said no instantly, based on the title, without finding out what it was about. Because it's called Save My Sperm.
Shut up. What is that about?
And I am not joking. It is about, obviously, you know, guys, as they get older.
So you were a prime candidate.
But I think the problem is obviously I am of an age now where a lot of people are kind of settled down and single. And it's a case of, you know, I am not settled down and I am not married and I don't have kids. But anyway, it's just about your kind of sperm and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, it's called...
How many episodes is it?
I don't know. I don't know the full details. I just saw the lineup announced for Save My Sperm. So make sure you look out for that, guys.
I love the way they approached you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pete could do with saving a bit of sperm.
Yeah, yeah.
Freeze that.
But yeah, so I thought I'd just let you know about that little show.
That is fucking great. That is brilliant.
That's not a joke either. That's genuinely, it's called Save My Sperm.
Oh, my God.
I don't know exactly what it entails, but I think...
You're going to wank into a cup.
I think it might have something to do with cum.
How do you do that? You know when you go into like a room, so you have to go into a centre and then they freeze a sperm. You have to like ejaculate into a cup. Like, how do they give you material to do that?
I know back in the day they used to give you material because a lot of it was magazine based, but now everyone has a phone. You know, for example, you've only got two clicks and you're on Pornhub on your phone.
That's just so funny though, because like, let's say you have a missus, right? And you're like, look, we're just going to like, you know, get some sperm.
You can't take your missus in and let her wank you off.
No, but what I mean is like you walk out and your missus knows that you've just had a wank, right?
Yeah.
Does she then go to you, What were you thinking of? Do you know what I mean? Like, was it me?
I to be honest with you, if you are on your way to wank into a cup, I don't imagine you take your missus. I imagine that's the sort of a solo day out.
Solo day out for that one, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't think, you know.
But do you think about your missus or not?
Well, I don't have one, so I think about your missus.
Because I've...
What have you done to stay relevant this week, Sam?
Okay,
well, I'm going to tell you one that I've done, because I've done it for both of us.
Oh, yes!
We have been struggling to get guests.
Yeah, we have. Did you slide into a DM?
No. However, I've agreed to do a favour for a favour.
Oh, what's your favour for a favour?
Someone will join us on this podcast.
Yeah.
But I've agreed that we're going to do theirs.
Okay, who is it?
You'll find out. But the point of this is yes... We are now at the point where we're having to do favours to get guests because no one just wants to come off of their own back. Now, the problem that I had is that I was asked to do this podcast by this person's manager.
Yeah.
And the staying relevant moment for me was I have no fucking idea whose fucking podcast it is. And the fact that we've asked them to be a guest, I still have absolutely no fucking idea who it is. I don't know what they do. I've never seen them, spoke to them, heard them. I don't know anything about them. However, I pretended I did.
Oh, no.
Yes, I pretended I did and then got the name wrong.
Oh, no!
Yeah. Now, thankfully, I know the manager very well. And she went, that's not the person.
Oh, no!
Is that any awkward? No, I would just absolutely love to have, you know, Laura on, and that's absolutely not a name. And it was got quite awkward. And they said, so the manager said to me, oh, yeah, you know, you'd love to have the guest. Yeah. I mean, try and get the name right then. And I went, oh, sorry, yeah. And then still couldn't think of the name. And she went, you don't even know the name, do you? And I went, no. And she went, but you'd love to have them the guest. I went,
yes, please.
And I went,
anyone.
I've been told they're quite good and we are struggling for guests. And it became a very awkward conversation. However, we are now doing someone else's podcast in return for them doing it.
I love that. Let's go on as a duo. We're like it's like podcasts are like families, I suppose. It's like breaking bread, family to family. So we go on, we put our best foot forward.
What sort of fucked up family are you and I?
We put our best. Oh, mate, we're the best.
We're not.
There is a beautiful story actually that I'd like to tell that involves me and Pete and family.
Settle in, kids. Settle in.
And here we go. So basically, me and Pete were in LA not that long ago, a couple of years ago. So it is a while ago, actually. And there was a guy, seems quite nice, I suppose, but I basically had landed to do this job in LA, right? And it was for and Pete was like with and some other girls who I think were like influencers and stuff. I didn't know anyone other than Pete. Pete is a social butterfly. Pete knows all of these people, right? I was a little bit late to the party because I'd landed a little bit late. So everyone got to know each other. And everyone was going on a big night out. And turns around because I think he knew LA quite well. And he goes, I've got a table for everyone at this big nightclub in LA. And I was like, oh, great. And he turned around and went, sorry, mate. Not you, unfortunately. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, sorry, mate, there's too many guys. Bear in mind, it's just him and Pete. And he was like,
I think there was six girls.
Six girls, two guys. And he goes, there's too many guys, mate. I'm really sorry. I can't get you in.
Just to add to this story, pulled me to the side and went, nah, mate, we can't take him there.
No, he did. What? Did he actually?
Swear to God.
Shut the fuck up.
I told you this. Yeah, he went, we can't take him there. And I went, what do you mean? And he went, like the girls, like, we can't take him there. It's a me and you, be fine. Like, happy days, we'll have a good night. Just tell him like to go back.
I was so excited to go out as well. I'd never been out in LA and I wanted to be out with some of the lads. And he was like, sorry, mate, can't get enough guys in. So unfortunately, you can't come. And I sat there and was like, oh, all right, well, I guess I'll just go back to the hotel. And at this moment in time, bearing in mind, Pete had spent the whole night mugging me off to everybody, right? Pretending we weren't friends, doing, you know what Pete does, like, oh, we're not mates. And Pete turns round and goes, bearing in mind, I've never met any of these people before. So I was like a bit like, oh God, I feel a bit embarrassed. Pete turns around and goes, no, fuck that. He goes, I'll go out with Sam. Don't worry about it. My jaw dropped to the floor. I could not believe it. I cried. I cried.
Do you know what the funniest thing is? That's not an exaggeration.
I cried because I was so emotional. P went, don't worry, you guys go on to that nightclub. Me and Sam will go out on our own. It was the nicest thing anybody has ever done for me. And I was so happy. And I was like, that's when I realised we were brothers. And then we had the best fucking night.
Yeah,
we went out to this nightclub.
Let me tell this story. Right. So then I'm thinking, oh, that was a mistake.
They
all went to this great night, and then I thought to myself, right, well, listen, I know a few people in LA. I will, you know, get myself on the old WhatsApp and see what's fucking happening. So I messaged this girl who lived in LA who I knew quite well. Said, babe, listen, you know, I'm going to come out tonight. Where am I going? She said, right, we're at this club around the corner, and it's a really well known club. It's a really, really. It's a fucking great gaff, actually. It's one of the kind of the places to go in LA. So she says, yeah, just listen, just come meet me there. There's going to be big fucking queues on the door, but just say my name on the door. I'll put you on the guest list, you and your friend. So anyway, it's me and Sam go there, and I'm thinking, oh, I don't know where this gaff is. Sam's like, yeah, no, yeah, we're going out. Yeah,
yeah, we
yeah,
are.
Yeah, no, boys on the door, lads. It's not my gap, yeah. We get there, and when I say there were people queuing round the block, right, for this fucking club, and I was thinking, shit, this is going to be really awkward if I get to the front and go, yeah, Pete Wicks, Sam Thompson should be on the list. And they go, fuck off. So I said to Sam, listen, we'll just creep up there and sort of just do it on the slide. Pete Wicks, Sam Thompson, just in case it doesn't look like. Sam proceeded to get his phone out, walk all the way up the line of people queuing, going, we're going straight in, we're rappers, we're going straight in, you're in the queue, we're going straight in. We get to the front, and he made such a big fucking deal out of it, right? I was genuinely shitting myself, thinking, if they turn us away, this is going to be the most embarrassing thing. Anyway, get there, and the guy goes, yes, Mr. Wicks, come straight in.
Yeah.
Like, fuck me.
We waltzed in like a couple of superstars.
We actually did.
Who we sat next to?
So we get there, we've got the fucking
Tiger.
Yeah, that geezer was actually on the smaller table next to us.
Yeah.
So we get there and, you know, I've met this girl who I know who is very attractive, actually. It's a very good night. We were on the biggest weed dealer in LA's table.
We didn't know anybody.
We had no idea who anyone was. They treat us like shit, but this is LA for you. Until Sam got his Instagram out and showed him he had a blue tick.
Yeah.
And then suddenly they fucking loved us.
Yeah, yeah. And then we are sat at the table. Pete's trying to motion for me to not say this, but I'm going to. We're at this table, at this nightclub in LA, living life like a couple of fucking legends. And because they're weed dealers, they smoke weed inside.
Which is legal.
And so they're passing this joint round. It's a joint, right? Passing this joint round.
Sam, listen, if you're going to tell this story, all right, because I know how you're going to do this, you're going to make me look silly. I've never smoked weed, right? But I smoke a lot of cigarettes, 40 a day. Hence why I'll be dead soon. Sam, people smoke, you know, firing around the weed, and Sam's, you know, fitting in, you know, yeah, no, I've got the blue tick, yeah, well, I've got a token at.
I had a smoke of weed.
Yeah, so Sam's gone to me, Pete, you have some? And I went, nah, don't touch him, mate. Sam's then started announced, he went, he's never done it before. I go, what are you doing? What are you doing, Sam? Now, I've been drinking since about 10 o'clock that morning, right?
Sure.
So what then proceeded to happen was me, basically, people started chanting my name until I had some of this fucking weed. So I had to.
Took a huge drag.
So me was like smoking 40 a day. I then proceeded to pull what they like to call in the game a whitey. I literally didn't know what the fuck was happening. I went paler than this fucking sheet of paper, right? I then went, Sam, we've got to get outside. We need to go outside. So we go outside. This girl who obviously I've been talking to, who I was getting on very, very, very well with at the time, goes, oh, I'll come with you. I was thinking, oh, God, no. Please don't come. Please don't come. She's come out with us. I'm then leaning up against the side of a fucking wall, just trying to stand still while she grinds on me. But the only thing keeping me up was the fact that her ass was pressed so tightly in my crotch, it was pushing me to the wall. Sam then spent the rest of the time having a conversation with her while she was bent over, right, about where she was from, you know, has she got any friends, you know, what's it like in LA? I literally, it was everything I could do not to throw up all over her back at the time. I then said to her, oh, listen, we'll be in a minute. As soon as she ran off, I did a runner. And I said, Sam, we have to go. And then I crawled down the pavement back to the hotel. Yeah.
Best night ever. But I still have dreams about that night. About the night where we smoked weed in an LA nightclub next to Tiger and chanted your name, Pete. And then she was lovely, by the way. She was giving me all the best restaurant things and she was twerking on Pete while I was talking to her. And she was giving me all the best restaurant recommendations and everything. And we got back to the hotel and we were like, yeah, we've had a way better night than everybody
else. But then what happened when we got back to the hotel is Sam went to bed and then I had sorted myself out and then went back out with Jeremy Lynch.
Did you? But I will never forget that night. And I said we were rappers as we were going in. Everyone was like, oh my God, these two are rappers. And I was like, yeah, we are rappers. We drive that car and there was a Ferrari. Do you remember the Ferrari there that was parked outside? I was like, that's our car. And it wasn't our car. I lied. But it was very, very fun. But that is why we're brothers. Things like that. Things that you don't see that actually Pete does do for me. It's beautiful, really. You'd have it on toast. I would have you on toast.
Okay. Getting weird.
I've got something actually that I want to sort of broach with Pete. And it's in this industry. It's the nemesis. Everyone's got one. Everyone's got a nemesis. Now, without naming names, right? Like, everyone's got that one person that you look at and you're sort of like, you know, you're kind of doing the same thing. And you kind of go, oh, you're getting all the jobs.
I'll be honest with you, in all seriousness, I'm not even just saying it. I don't think I have one because...
I know exactly who yours is.
Who?
Ovi Soko.
Oh, for fuck's sake. No. And I'll tell you why. Listen. And I'll tell you why Ovi is not a nemesis.
No, right? He's a lovely bloke. Not like that.
No. Not even for that reason. Ovi is a really nice guy. I mean, like, genuinely, what a fucking good-looking, fucking well-dressed guy. He is a really, really lovely guy. But he's not a nemesis because he's doing nothing like what I'm doing. Like, he's literally smashing life.
Just went to a Hugo Boss.
He's an ambassador for Hugo Boss and went to the GQ fucking party. And I'll be honest with you, I was dressed as an elf on Monday. So he's not a nemesis because we're not in the same stratosphere, right?
So basically, the reason I say Ovi is because Pete's agent manages Ovi as well, and it is so fucking good going for lunch with Pete and his agent.
Yeah, because she sits there and goes, right, we've got a job for you next week. You are going to be selling dildos on fucking whatever. But I've got to go. I haven't really got time for lunch because Ovi's about to go and, do you know what I mean? Like, you know, talking the Houses of Parliament about fucking whatever it is, or Ovi's got a fucking job with fucking Dior or some shit like that. Have I got any jobs? Yeah, as the price, want you to slap your ass and fucking say, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, that's literally, so he's not a nemesis because he's so far above me and doing so much better.
There's a story. There's a really good story.
I know your nemesis.
I'm about to say my nemesis, but there's a very good story about yours, which is Pete is, so he's at the agency, right? I'm telling your own story for when you don't cut in. So Pete's at the agency where obviously he's managed, and he's waiting outside. He's in the waiting room, and he's waiting to go and see his agent, and there's someone in before him, and it's Ovi. He's in there before him, and Ovi leaves the office, and Ovi's literally like, oh, thank you so much. Like, I really appreciate it. We've had, like, such a good time. Like, oh, amazing. So he leaves, clearly really happy with whatever he's got. Pete walks in. Pete walks in and goes,
just don't know where we're going to go from here.
Pete walks in and goes, so what was going on? She went, oh, it's great. Like, he's just got a job with Sunglass Hut.
Yeah, with, on billboards with Rihanna.
Was it Rihanna? It was Gigi Hadid. Gigi Hadid. And so Pete walks in and goes, wow, that's pretty good. And then she goes, don't worry, Pete, I've got something for you. She goes, Nerf gun.
Yeah.
What do you think about a free Nerf gun?
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's what it was is she went, and at the time I had, my garden was all patio and decking. So she goes, got a good one for you though, Flymo. Flymo, what do you mean? It's a robotic lawnmower. I said, I haven't got a fucking lawn. She went, I know that, which is why I've got them to send it to me. And I've given it to my dad for Christmas. However, I did take a picture of it. If you just put it on your stories.
So Ovi's just left with this huge deal worth however much it's probably worth. And Pete's gone and got an electric lawnmower.
A free lawnmower where I don't have a lawn, which I didn't even get. It was given to someone else before I'd even had an opportunity to take it. But I still had to do the story for it.
I've got a nemesis.
I'd like to know, because you've got a few.
Oh, fuck off.
You've got a few.
So my nemesis, right? And this isn't because, like, I've only met him like twice, and he seems.
Are you gonna say Roman Kemp?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you are.
Mine's Roman Kemp. Obviously, he is in a completely different league than me, but we are managed at the same agency, and he is and does everything I want to be. And he literally is this person that you look at and you go, I want everything that you do. And every time, like, I go, my agent goes, ah, we have a really good job for you. I'm like, oh, amazing, great, okay, cool. And then a week later, they go, ah, it just didn't work out.
Didn't work out. Why? And, who got it? Roman.
And I always go, was it Roman? And he goes, I can't say.
But listen, on the plus side, at least you're being linked into potentials for these jobs. I wasn't even on the fucking, the potentials for Sunglass Hut. You know what I mean? I was first in line for a fucking Flymo, but... But when it comes to sunglasses, what about Peewix? Who? No.
Not right for the brand.
Don't think so. Not right for the brand. Not right for us.
But the beauty of it is.
GQ Awards. Fancy Peewix? Who? Ovisoko? Fuck yeah. And we'll pay him to go.
Did you know what the beauty is though, right? If I'm completely honest, and I feel like I need to be for the listener. Like, Roman, I've met him like twice in passing. Hate him. Nice, probably the nicest
he's
guy
such
in the
a nice
world.
Guy. I know his dad really well, and he's fucking, they're a lovely family.
He's probably so, everything I see about him, he seems so nice, right? But because he takes every job I ever want, he walks past me in the hall, and I look at him and I go, I fucking hate you.
But I'll be honest with you.
You know, it's one of those like hates that you don't like, they don't deserve. But and it's a bitter, bitter hate that you don't even need to be giving. And now it's that time of the podcast where we see what our industry peers have been doing to stay relevant.
Should we start with the obvious?
I think so. I think it's important, yeah.
So we're going to start with Matt Cock. Sorry, Hancock.
I didn't think that's where we were going with this, but okay. Matt Hancock.
So that fucking Wally, who's gone and done both of those shows sort of back to back. However, what I have read, and I don't know if this is true, because we all know what the press is like, me more so than anyone, because they just lie about everything I do, because I'm actually a nice person.
I never get in the press.
That's not a surprise either, because you are not relevant.
That is such... I've got a great eye picture of him at, like, boarding school, just... Like, you know the people with the knees that go inwards at school? With
like Bandy.
Yeah, with the feet that go like that. Never got picked for any sort of sports team. And he's now gone and done SFC Death Wish. He's probably done better than you, though.
I was just about to say, I'm going to reluctantly bow out of the taking the piss out of him doing SAS, because I would almost guarantee he did better than I did.
Have you heard him laugh?
No.
So there's a clip, like, talking to the I'm a Celeb people, and he literally turns around and he goes, it's not even funny what he says. He turns around, well, kind of like, what, this podcast maybe, but he literally goes, I don't think I've got a phobia of anything. Well, I guess we'll find out. And literally goes, turns to the side, goes, ha, 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 ha. And it's honestly like a fucking robot. And you're like,
is it a bit like you?
What do you mean like that?
No. You know when you do that laugh?
What do you mean, what laugh?
You know, when you're just over the top because you don't know, you have to fill a space.
It's not filling a space. I've got a great laugh.
No, you don't. You fill spaces with it. That one. That's exactly it.
Normally, I can make people laugh with my laugh.
Can you?
Yeah, you didn't. But
No.
Well, it's funny because Matt Hancock's already done more than we have.
Yeah, but this is the perfect idea. Is he the king of staying relevant? Because he's literally gone from a political career to now get involved in, what do you call it? The biz.
The biz. The industry.
And within, what, 6 months, he's done more than we have.
Do you know what I can't understand, right? This is my final thought. But, like, why can't, like, any of these leaders have a personality? But like a normal personality.
I don't think this. Listen, I think you're on the wrong podcast. There's one that's in the charts very near us.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe get on there with
Alistair
Campbell.
There's news agents as well, those bastards. But they're daily, so fuck them.
Yeah, get on there with Alistair Campbell and stay the fucking, keep your political, you know, opinions to yourself.
We don't need that over here.
I tell you what I did do, if you want a little staying relevant moment. I went to Amazon a couple of the weekend and I bumped into some of your crowd.
My crowd?
Olivia Bentley.
Oh, you bumped some of the main Chelsea cast.
And then another guy, you know, Callum Best was out. I was out.
The whole crowd.
There was a lot of people out.
Surely Lineker was there.
I didn't see Lineker. Didn't see no. We did see at the Pride of Britain.
Oh, yeah.
You remember? Because I went string feathers with him.
No, you did string feathers, for anyone who didn't know, is a strip club.
It's like my second home. I love it.
Just willingly just being like that. Like, I just love it.
Yeah, I do. They do great food. My friends...
They do great food?
The food's great.
Go to a strip club to go and enjoy the cuisine.
Well, you've been with me, Sam.
No.
If you're going to play this
don't
game...
Don't start
so
doing
you've
that.
Been with me.
No,
you've
I don't.
Been
I don't
with
know what
me. And I just want to point out, my friends own it and run it, and it's a really good... I really enjoy it in there. I don't like nightclubs, so that's why I go there. Sam knows full well that I sit and I drink because I love a drink. Sam, however, last time he was there, which was pre-Zara, I will, you know, make a point of it. It was pre-Zara. Sam went in... and then fell in love with one of the dancers who happened to be a friend of mine. So Sam then went and spent most of his inheritance in the VIP room with this dancer, then came out about an hour and a half later and went, I think she really likes me.
Don't sell me short.
And I went, I don't know. I mean, she said you're a nice guy. And he was like, yeah, but we just got on so well. And I said, did you do that thing where you're going to try and take her away from all her pain? He said, yeah. So did you get a number then? And he went, got an email address.
Just give me your email. I thought that was more professional. As in, like, I thought that was like more legit.
Yeah. I mean, you got an email address.
Yeah. Is that wrong? I feel like that's quite good.
Not really. It's not great, mate.
No.
I mean, asking strippers for email addresses after you've just spent your inheritance on them is not probably what I would call good dating.
They give you coupons. I didn't realise that.
Stringfellas have got their own currency.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's nuts.
I might have one in my wallet. No, I don't.
No, it was a great time. I'm going to be honest. It was honestly like going to Thorpe Park. Like, it just loads going on.
Yeah, apart from you didn't get a ride out of it. I see what else has happened for staying relevant this week for me. Is I got invited to a party, right? A Christmas party.
Oh, nice. Whose was it?
Yours.
Oh, yeah.
Zara sent me a message about the Christmas party, which I presume is going to be full of the Made in Chelsea elite.
No.
Okay, no?
No.
No? Jamie and Sophie not going?
No.
They've not been invited?
No.
You've not invited them?
No.
Who have you invited from Made in Chelsea?
No one.
Rez?
Rez, maybe, yeah. Maybe yeah. Rez.
Harry?
Yeah.
Was he Made in
yeah,
Chelsea?
Probably Harry,
so
yeah, probably
Harry. So couple, some of the older lot
yeah.
will be from... Yeah. So I will be going. So I will update you all on that because that's going to be my staying relevant story for Christmas.
It's dress up, by the way.
I am actually busy on that date then.
Well, you don't know what date it is.
I do. It's the 22nd because Zara sent me the fucking thing. It was originally the 23rd, but too many people with the families. I read the messages. I just haven't replied.
Do you know what? It's basically like my own version of Jonathan Ross's, like, you know how he throws that Halloween party and like Keith Lemon turns up. Well, don't worry, because we've got our own version.
Yeah, and if you want to see all the people that failed on Made in Chelsea, then you get yourself down to the road. There you go.
You've got a lovely pencilled beard today.
Are we ready for outro?
You pencilled your beard today, didn't you?
Shaved and dyed today.
You dyed it?
Yeah.
Do you pencil it?
No, just dye. It's very...
How do I get more thick up here?
You can't. You need to have the hair there to dye. Okay, you just don't have the hair there.
Thank you for listening to Staying Relevant with Pete Wicks and Sam Thompson. Subscribe and follow so you are the first to know of each new episode. We're probably going to put it on Instagram as well, though, because we're really trying to give it a nudge.
Yeah, we are really giving it a nudge on Instagram, and it's getting a little bit like, is it a bit beggy now?
No, don't care. Let's just
carry on.
Yeah.
Please, yes, listen to us, rate 5 stars and leave a review.
And that means a lot, apparently. Apparently, your numbers go up if you leave a review.
Oh, leave a review. Tell us how annoying Sam is, and tell us how fucking miserable I am.
Or how brilliant we are and how much you love listening to us and how much we brighten up your day when it's a little bit sad.
Too far on the begging.
Okay. Follow us all on socials at Staying Relevant Podcast, at Sam Thompson UK, and at P_Wicks01, which is Pirates Pete Wicks on Instagram. We'll see you next time. Thank you so much. We love you. You have a special place in our hearts. You reached Pete's gooey centre and he has just had an emotional climax.
I'm sort of indifferent to you because I don't fucking know you, but see you all next time. It's lovely when we only have a little bit of time in the studio and you're not prepared, but... I mean, especially as you were here half an hour before me, but...
Give me a second.
I mean, you knew what was coming up, but... I mean, it's absolutely fine. We've got all the time in the world. Because the power of the edit, they, you know, everyone else won't have to sit and wait like I am.
Yeah.
They'll just go straight into it and make you look really professional, but...
Yeah.
It's fine. Insanity Group.